Late last year, a divided Congress unified to pass a military spending bill of $700 billion, more than either the President or the Pentagon had requested. Hundreds of billions are devoted to U.S. military bases spanning the globe. These are voices from the No Foreign Bases Conference at the University of Baltimore, January 12 to 14. First, Leah Bulger, retired U.S. military commander, full-time peace activist, and current president of Veterans for Peace.
This conference is the first action, the first event that a relatively new coalition, which is a coalition against U.S. foreign military bases, has come together with several charter organizations, 13 charter organizations, and we are joined in order to address the issue of U.S. foreign bases, which are everywhere, somewhere between 800 and 1,000 in 172 countries. Ridiculous.
Here's David Swanson, co-founder of World Beyond War and author of the books War is a Lie and War is Never Just.
You know, I watch a lot of basketball games because the University of Virginia is so darn good, and I'm just disgusted because every single game they thank the troops for watching from 175, sometimes they say more than 175 or 177 countries. They thank the almost a million, you know, men and women serving our country. What the service is, they don't explain why they have to be in 177 countries. The fact that there are only about 200 countries on Earth, that there's at least a dozen more countries they're not telling us. You know, these are the ones they admit to. What are they doing there? What are they needed for? And in some cases, it's thousands. In some cases, it's tens of thousands, 50,000 troops still in Germany, still winning World War II, you know, three quarters of a century later. It's insanity. And of course, it costs hundreds of billions of dollars for people who think that we're running low on money and we can't afford things. We could afford anything we wanted if we didn't do things this stupid.
And here's Ajamu Baraka, Black Agenda Report editor, founder of the National Black Alliance for Peace, and 2016 Green Party vice presidential candidate.
So my friends, we have a task before us this weekend. We have to struggle among ourselves to build a baseline for unity, because we know that all of us may not be there in terms of being prepared to take a clear class line. We may not have full agreement on what it means for national oppression and national liberation. We may not be in agreement in terms of the character of this state. But we can agree that anytime you have this state involved in direct intervention, anytime you have this state that is involved in attacking another state and another people and another nation, that is a crime that all of us can be united in opposing.
That was Leah Bulger, David Swanson, and Ajamu Baraka at the No Foreign Bases Conference at the University of Baltimore, January 12 to 14. All three serve on the board of the new Coalition Against U.S. Foreign Military Bases, NoForeignBases.org. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.